With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least 26 are reported dead as a result of that massive winter storm that spread over much of the nation over the weekend. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro tells WPVI Philadelphia they're working on getting power restored to anyone who lost it.
The good news is the public worked with us. They stayed off the roads to give PennDOT an opportunity to get out and clear the roads. And so we really want to thank the public. I'd also note that one of the things we worry about in storms like this, particularly where there's some icing and in the back half of the storm we get some sleet and freezing rain, we worry a lot about power outages because the weight of the snow can bring down those power lines.
Heavy ice snapped branches and power lines in the south, leaving hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses without electricity. Arctic air was spreading in behind the storm. Differing views from Minnesota leadership in the White House over the death this weekend of a protester by ICE agents, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
My question is, what's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state? You thought fear, violence, and chaos is what you wanted from us, and you clearly underestimated the people of this state and nation.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Saturday's shooting remains under active investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI. The Customs and Border Protection is also conducting their own internal review. As President Trump said yesterday, the administration is reviewing everything with respect to the shooting, and we will let that investigation play out.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 313 points, the NASDAQ rose 100. With the S&P 500 advancing by 34 points. This is SRN News. Alliance Defending Freedom unveils its legislative agenda.
The Christian Legal Group hopes lawmakers at the federal and state level will take action on a number of issues in 2026. ADF is calling for efforts to curb the sale of abortion pills, stop the promotion of transgenderism, and protect the right of parents to raise their kids in accordance with their religious beliefs. Senior counsel Matt Sharp says, quote, "We still have a long way to go, but we are hopeful that we can continue to achieve lasting victories this legislative season." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hailing the arrest of three people accused of invading a Minnesota church this month to protest President Trump's immigration policy. Doug Wardlow of True North Legal says the Justice Department has acted decisively by arresting those who coordinated and carried out this terrible crime. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the DOJ is pursuing a civil rights investigation of the incident. SRN News. Gold helps move stocks higher.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street, while other markets made even bigger moves, including another record-setting run for the price of gold. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 313 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. Baker Hughes rose 4.4%. The energy company delivered a stronger profit report than analysts expected. The price of gold closed above $5,000 an ounce for the first time. The price of silver surged even more. The value of the U.S. dollar slid again versus other currencies, especially the Japanese yen. Seth Sutel, New York.
Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation will soon have a Los Angeles newspaper. It's to be called the California Post. It's modeled after the New York Post. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.